Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, celebrating our 50th anniversary. This is the big year right here. And we got the gear to go along with it, man. 50th anniversary merch, baby.
Great t-shirts, trucker caps, knit hats. Starting to get, no, it's not really that cold, but it was a little nippy, you know, in the 60s. I mean, you're bald. The knit hat comes in very handy.
Oh, yeah.
Also, a great light zip-up hoodie as well. And all of them have great, the KSW 50th logo on it. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, you got to get these. And, you know, look, I mean, Costco's already got certain decorations up, so you know what's coming.
Why so does the at-home store, too.
Yeah, oh, so you know what that means. Why not just get it all out of the way now? Go to the Rock Shop, get this great merch, put it under something, maybe something tree-like. Oh, yeah. Celebrate the 50th anniversary the right way. Get that merch today at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. B-Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. B-Mix, you're a loser.
It is time
to
B-Mix.
Look who it is. Rev's on vacation. Look who we got.
Got me all week long.
Oh, boy.
And it's time to pump it up because it's Monday.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Pump it up. I'm still pumped. I had a great weekend. Did a lot of drinking. A lot of eating, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say something else, and then I just decided to go with eating.
It's probably for the best. You're sitting right next to your father.
Yeah. That's why.
Just because he's your fiance, I still don't want to hear things.
Hey, man. Okay. I'm going to hear things for the rest of my life.
Oh, God, help us.
Anyway, let's get to the game, shall we?
Okay.
Today we have a Travis from Puyallup. Travis, are you there?
Danny, you're going to have to get Travis because my thing just died.
Danny, get Travis.
I am here.
The hair of my thing
Travis.
Dies. It's usually because of alcohol. It's true. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Travis, how you doing today? You good?
I'm good.
Good. All right, Steve, now get out. For those playing at home, Travis has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What letter is between the C and the B on a standard keyboard? No.
T-B.
No. No. What is the real first name of Jersey Shore star Snooki?
Pass.
What kind of animal is Crush in the animated movie Finding Nemo?
Turtle.
Yes. What state is directly below Colorado?
Wyoming.
No.
Pass.
What author wrote Great Expectations and A Christmas Carol?
Thank you.
Yes. Which chemical has the atomic number 1?
Pass.
What actress was the star of the 2018 Netflix movie Bird Box?
Sandra Bullock.
Yes. Which mammal is known to have the most powerful bite in the world?
Shark.
No.
Lion.
No. What was that last guess?
Pitbull?
No. You got 3 correct, Travis.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, that, you know.
I think you might have gotten 4. But
oh, really?
But I'm not going to bring it up because Steve's coming in. But we can talk about it after.
Because I misheard or because?
Yeah, misheard.
Okay.
Dang it.
Thought maybe because I was a little dumb. But I'd rather mishear than my question be totally wrong.
All right. Oh, nice ears, Danny. We'll see if, in fact, it matters.
Yeah.
That's the sweetest compliment I've ever walked in on. Nice ears, Danny.
Hey, thank you.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What letter is between the C and the B on a standard keyboard?
Yeah, I had to put my blindfold on quick. I didn't want to cheat. A.
No.
U.
No.
R.
No. What is the real first name
D?
Of Jersey? No. Oh, Jersey Shore star Snooki.
Of course I know this one. Nicole.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
What kind of animal is Crush in the animated movie Finding Nemo?
Crush is a turtle.
Yes. What state is directly below Colorado?
Oh. Utah?
No.
Nevada?
No.
California.
No. What author wrote Great
New
Expectations
Mexico.
And A Christmas Carol? Is yeah, it, but
oh, you late. Son of a Danny. Dr. Seuss.
No.
Charles Dickens.
Yes. Which chemical has the atomic number 1? Which chemical has the atomic number 1?
Crystal.
No.
Diamond.
No.
Alexis.
No.
I'm just naming strippers.
What actress was the star of the 2018 Netflix movie Bird Box?
Tom Hanks.
No. And Steve, you got 3 correct, which is a tie.
Oh, is it? Wait. Danny.
Well, maybe.
Danny says it's a win. Danny, what was it now?
So, Travis, what were your guesses for the first question between C and B?
T, U, and V.
V, right?
Oh, you said V. Yes, then you are a winner.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, Steve.
Thanks a lot, Danny. You just screwed me. Sorry, buddy.
No, we knew it. Good job, man. Appreciate that, because that means we get this.
Woo! Yeah, baby. I'm a loser, baby,
so why don't you kill me? Wow, Steve is on a streak.
Yeah, a losing
streak. Not a good one, either.
Streak.
How goes the Mariners? That's how goes Steve.
I need to start winning.
Yeah.
It better not be the case, BJ. Tonight's a big start of a series.
It's big for both teams, no doubt about it. But it's got to be the Mariners have to have a sweep. But that's a whole other story. The Mariners have to have a sweep in order to even have a chance at the wild card.
They can just never lose again.
Yeah. Yeah, well, look, you're about right, Steve, really. You really are about right.
So, Steve, you eventually did figure out that New Mexico is right below Colorado. I thought maybe you'd guess that just because, you
Danny.
Know.
Danny.
Yeah.
Danny. A question that Travis got to that you did not. Which mammal is known to have the most powerful bite in the world? Does anyone have a guess?
Oh, yeah, I know this one.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I was just being a Weisenheimer.
No. If you had gone to that question, you actually would have tied for real. But instead...
Wow, I was going to go crocodile or alligator. A hippo has a stronger bite.
Well, they're hungry.
Wow. Oh, good call.
I loved that game.
Yeah. So how about Steve's humor actually works in this one?
Yeah, but it was too late.
Too late though, Stevie.
Congratulations to Travis for beating Steve.
Good job. Well, you know what? This is your time, people. This is the time you've been waiting for. The time to get on the phone and talk about whatever the hell it is you want to talk about. That's right. Listeners on the loose. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, we've got your calls, we've got your texts. We'll take them at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. Listeners on the Loose, this is where you pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Just remember, when you're opening your big mouth, Steve has a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody said, did you guys catch the conflict with Conor McGregor and Machine Gun Kelly at the VMAs? Danny must have been happy. LOL. Plus, McGregor's interview is hilarious. I did see they had a little bit of some kind of beef, a little bit of a scuffle or something like that at the VMAs, which I thought was kind of random.
Yeah, and I mean, I know Conor lately has been getting salty with a lot of people, you know. I mean, he's always been a salty guy, but mm-hmm. I don't know why with Machine Gun Kelly, like, why is that happening?
Maybe he's just jealous because he saw, you know, who Machine Gun Kelly came to the VMAs with.
Oh, okay, that'll do it.
Because Danny just showed me, and a few people texted in saying, did you guys happen to see Megan Fox's outfit at the VMAs? Which, I don't know if you noticed, yesterday was the VMAs, BJ.
Was yesterday at VMAs?
Yeah.
I haven't seen her outfit. That's an outfit right there.
It's see-through.
Yeah, it is. Wow. Okay,
yeah, I mean, it basically looks like she's naked, but yeah, she has like a bra on and something covering her, you know, wet skis.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Okay. Well, good for everybody involved. And so,
yeah. Connor, the Machine Gun Kelly, and goes, hi, babe, what do you think? Is this too revealing? And he's like, no, not at all.
No. No, that looks just like you. Yeah, yeah, there you go. So why were they beefing? Do we know?
I have no idea.
They just don't like
the way they look at each other. I have no idea.
Wow, all right. Well,
Machine Gun Kelly, I'm like, I got better things to worry about, aka Megan Fox. So, sorry, Connor, go on, be stupid with someone else.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Yeah, and I don't know why Connor was there. I mean, the VMAs are Video Music Awards, so I guess because Connor's a guy. I mean,
they always have celebrities of all kinds.
They do. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I set my DVR when I saw on Twitter people were talking about it, because at first I'm like, I didn't even, it's so off my radar.
Yeah.
And I was like, the Foo Fighters were on there. I think they goofed about, like, they gave like a shout out to Kurt Loder and all the old VMA VJs and stuff, which I thought was kind of funny. But I think minus the Foo Fighters, I don't think there was a single band on there that performed. I think it was all like hip hop or, you know, R&B artists.
Or you mean you don't want to see Justin Bieber perform for the first time in 15 years or something?
Come on, Steve.
Oh man, I didn't know that was going on.
Bury the lead on this one. That was the big story.
Oh, my bad.
Justin Bieber, you motherfucker.
Come on, man. The Biebs, man. I mean, you know, that had to be a thing.
Well, fortunately, I DVR'd it. So later on when my wife fast-forwarded through the entire show just to watch the Foo Fighters, I'll make sure to stop on Justin Bieber.
Yeah, let me know how it went. I'm sure it was really epic.
Apparently, Machine Gun Kelly pushed Conor McGregor, according to one texter.
Why would you
do that if you're Machine Gun Kelly? Like, how do you think that's going to end?
Yeah, I mean, really, the guy, I mean, I think he probably kick your ass. Last time I checked, I don't think there's been any MMA training for Machine Gun, but I don't know. Yeah. All right. Well,
if you're with a girl that hot, you just think that you have all the confidence in the world. Maybe that's the only thing.
Something had to be said. I just said
maybe he said something about his girl.
Yeah.
There's like conflicting reports. One thing said that McGregor supposedly asked Kelly for a photo, which he denied. There's another thing that was saying that McGregor said something about like baby daddy, something about Megan Fox's like ex-husband or whatever, Brian Austin Green. So there's conflicting reports, and they're like, no, that's not what happened.
Now,
so,
you know what it really was, is that Machine Gun Kelly didn't want to try any of his whiskey, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He gets really aggressive about that.
Takes it personally.
Punches old people, so.
Yeah. You know what? I believe that part more than anything else that could happen, that Connor is just the VMAs trying to get people to buy his whiskey.
I'll fight you if you don't buy my whiskey.
I'll buy a bottle. Danny found it. Danny found out the real story. That is the real story.
It's funny to me because like the bodyguard or the security guard that's like holding McGregor back is much taller than him, so he kind of looks like he's pulling back a toddler.
Well, sometimes McGregor acts like a toddler,
right?
So.
Yeah,
it's like, come on, buddy, let's go get you your nap.
Do you need a snack?
Yeah.
Are you hangry?
Yeah, I think he's a little hangry.
Okay, do you need a timeout?
Okay, then. All right, well, you know what? It seems like it was a wonderful time. Sorry I missed it.
Yeah, I think it's for the best.
Yeah. It is Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
You got a text from someone saying, good morning, longtime listener here. It's my twin's 50th birthday. Can you give her a shout-out? Happy birthday to the best twin ever. Her name is Dawn. Rock on.
Oh, wow. Look at that. A twin. We got some twins listening to the show.
Crazy birthday, man.
Dawn. Yeah, we do. It's the second set of twins that we've recently wished a happy birthday to.
Oh, that's true. We did have Cricket.
Yeah, Cricket and the other Cricket.
Cricket Andy.
I can't remember her sister's name. That's so bad. Sorry about that. But you're a wonderful person, and we love all of you.
Cash
and
you?
Is it?
Huh?
I thought it was Dawn.
I thought it was Dawn.
Dawn.
I thought it was Dawn. Or Rose. I don't know why Rose sounds familiar.
If we go in the name of Cricket, maybe it's Grasshopper. You know what I'm
saying? It wasn't Grasshopper.
Are you sure that's not her sister's name? Positive. I feel like Grasshopper would be the perfect name, but you got Cricket, you got Grasshopper. No?
I'm Cricket and Grasshopper. I'm positive.
Well, you know what? Those parents failed. It should have been those. No. All right, and who's the other who we wish? Is it Dawn?
Dawn.
Happy birthday, Dawn. Happy 50th.
Give it out a shout.
There
it's
you go.
Casey.
Oh, Casey.
But it's spelled different.
All right, Casey and Cricket. Yeah, it's the Casey and Cricket show. You sure it's not Grasshopper?
No, it's Casey.
Boy, they really missed an opportunity there.
Cricket and Grasshopper?
That I think Cricket. Great game.
Okay, one of them, Cricket's cool. If you have to be like, yo, my name is Grasshopper.
Dude, Grasshopper, I'm the Kung Fu guy. Just call me Grasshopper. You know, I know nobody knows that, but anybody that used to watch that show in the 70s. But that's what they called him. Ah, Grasshopper, snatch this cricket from my hand. No? Okay, never mind. I really think that's a missed opportunity. But you know what? If I have grandchildren, I'm going to make Sarah name her first kid.
When?
Grasshopper.
You know, it's just a matter of time now that she's getting married.
Yeah. I know. I mean, I don't. I'm already, there's supposed to be an engagement party. There's so many parties even before the friggin' wedding. I'm going to go broke before we get to the wedding.
And that's just the start of it all. Yeah. Then the grandkid comes.
I know, Steve. Thanks.
Well, and also you might go broke this Wednesday, like the texter says. You guys excited about the Kraken jerseys going on sale this Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the one thing that I probably won't go broke on since I'm saving for a wedding. But I know you and Danny are going to go insane. Unless you guys, of course, I mean, my birthday wasn't too long ago.
I'm not buying you a jersey for your birthday. So
what?
No.
I'm not asking for the authentic. I'll take the replica.
I'm not buying you a jersey of any sort for your
birthday.
Is
either one of our names Joe or Sarah? No, it's not.
Right. Have them buy it for you.
You know what, though? You two are like children to me.
Did you see the close-up? Some of sportslogos.net on their Facebook page, they got a close-up of the Kraken logo on the jersey.
And
man, it gets you more excited about getting my hands on one of these. The detail is just phenomenal. If you look at it, on the tentacles inside the S, it's all stitched.
Yeah. Oh, so it really pops,
man.
Whoa. Yeah, they did a nice job on that.
And then a few buddies, they got to play hockey over at the Iceplex, the new Starbucks Kraken practice facility thing in Northgate, and they said it was phenomenal. It's an awesome place. It's still being fully done, but now you're able to actually skate on there, and it's looking really awesome. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to swing buying a jersey just yet.
It's like $275.
Well, I'm getting the replica. I mean, I'm not getting the official one, man. That's like a crazy.
Oh, so why can't you swing the replica? I thought that
it's
was
still close to $200.
Oh, that's why. Well, yeah, because you're getting mine, and you can't get two. So
right.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Sure, that's exactly why. Not that I have a child and I'm broke.
Listen, don't let that bother. Don't let that get in the way for you of your good hearted getting me a jersey. Don't let that get.
All right, fine. I'll put it on my credit card, BJ. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. All right, Danny. I went out. Steve's going to give me the home, so you got to give me the away, Danny, okay? Thanks.
Huh? No.
Yeah, that's what it is. I need both jerseys. I can't just get one.
I still can't decide which one I want, though, the home or the away. Because every time I think I make a decision, I'm like, I see the other one, and I'm like, oh, that's so sexy, though.
Yeah, they're both great.
Because I wanted the away jersey. And I was like, that just because I feel like everyone is going to go for the home jersey. And it was like, it'd be nice to be different. It has like that nice white going on.
It looks great in the white jersey, yeah.
But then I see the home one, and I'm like,
it's
nice.
Tough, though. If you're going to get a number, I mean, how do you guys feel about getting are you going to get a number of anybody? Or because, you know, with football jerseys, that's what I did. I was, I'll get this, I'll get that. I got the alternatives. And then, of course, the guy's not on the team anymore. And you go, oh, man.
I'm leaning towards getting a player. I probably go Grubauer just because, I mean, that's the goalie that they got. I'm a goalie, so I always lean towards the goalie, either him or Driedger. But Grubauer, they just signed him. I feel like he's going to be here for a few years, so I don't feel too worried about. And plus, I just want to make sure I have the inaugural season patch, because then it's just like cool just to have forever to look back on having the first year's jersey.
And I feel like that every player you get who's a first year player, Steve, there's something special that jersey will like just be a classic all the time.
So long as they play with them, because it's still like, you know, they still got training camp. You never know what happens, but that's why I'm going to go with someone who's signed and is supposed to be a star player.
I'm considering going with the 32 Kraken.
That's a good one.
Because an inaugural season, and they sent those out to some people, and I've seen like the actual pictures, and just getting the number 32 with Kraken as the name, I think that would be awesome.
Oh, so you're kind of like fan number 12 with the Seahawks?
Yes.
You're going to go Kraken 32?
Oh, you can't go wrong. Yeah. That'll always be in
style. You
want
to go with your own last name?
I don't want to go with my own last name.
Why is that?
I don't know.
You're worried they might get traded to another team?
Yeah, they might just kick me out, you know.
Yeah. That's a good point. You know, we don't know how Danny's going to do this season, Steve. His numbers have dropped off. So
I'd also wear whatever jersey was given to me for free. So I don't care.
True.
If somebody came in today and just said, "Here, this is the player," I wouldn't care whose last name was on it.
Also true.
Hey, you know what? That's a good point. But I like Danny's idea. So Danny, you're going to get two, right? You're going to get one for yourself. Get one for yourself too, Danny. While you get that 32 for me as well.
Okay. Cool.
I think it's a great idea.
With how much emphasis they're putting on the 32, which I haven't seen many teams do that. I don't think Vegas really focused on being number 31. I think it's just kind of became a thing here, and how Seattle like really embraced the 12 with the Seahawks. Do you think it's going to be a situation where nobody's going to rock number 32 because of, you know, with the Seahawks, like, it's a retired number technically. It's like, you know, it's one of the numbers up there, the fan number 12.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's going to become something here where it's like maybe an unwritten rule, but hey, don't touch 32 unless you're a star player and that's being your number forever. Otherwise, we kind of want to keep that number as our fan number.
Well, that's interesting, Steve. I wonder. Yeah, I you're right. It'd be great if they could make something magical out of that like we've done with the 12s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
What an name, like their bar. It's called like the 32-something. A fan club, the dude that runs the 32 crew. It was originally the Kraken crew, but now he switched it to the 32 crew. And there's like a lot of 32 being used, and obviously they're using it with the jersey they sent out to the season ticket holders.
Yeah,
I like it. I'm all for that. That way you always have a jersey you can buy and know it's always going to be in, like mm-hmm. like a 12 jersey. I like that. All right, there you go. Ah, it's getting closer too, man. How crazy is that?
What about 32 crackhead?
Oh, there you go.
32 crackhead. There you go. All right.
No.
Perfect. That's for me or for you? I know I get confused which one you get
for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all for you.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. You guys are great.
I know.
You pick the topic. You guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 934 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Andrew and Kent, you are on The Rock.
BJ Shea.
Who cares? What you
somebody
got for us,
somewhere
Andrew?
Does.
That's right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. What you got for us, man?
Well, first of all, I wanted to acknowledge that even though I'm only 38, BJ, I know of Grasshopper. He knows everything.
Oh, very, very good. It's actually an awesome show if you like philosophy and stuff. Yeah, you're not going to like the kung fu action, but the philosophy of the show is really what makes it stand out. It's Kung Fu, the David Carradine old show. But what do you got for us, man?
So it happens to do with names. My wife is pregnant with our sixth child.
Did you say six? And,
yes, six.
Whoa.
Are any twins? And,
wow.
No, none of them are twins. And I'll to put it in perspective, this one will be our first boy.
Whoa. Is that why you kept trying?
No, we just, this was about the time we were talking about having another one anyways.
Uh-huh.
And it happened.
Did you say you're 38?
Yes.
Whoa. How old were you when you had your first one?
28.
28?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, so, you guys have been busy for the last 10 years. Good for you. Wow.
Yep. Dang. We got actually, we actually celebrated our 10-year wedding anniversary this year, too.
Whoa. So pretty much you guys said, all right, we're married. Let's get the factory going, baby.
So your oldest is 10-ish, and then what's your youngest?
Currently 3.
Dang. Yeah, that's a, whoa. That's,
do you get any sleep, or are you just kind of perpetually tired?
Oh, I sleep great. No, I'm just kidding. No, we share duties. But yeah, no, we get sleep. They actually all pretty much stay in their own beds, which is great.
Wow, that's 5 girls you have in the house too. Counting your wife is 6. Whoa, man, that is a lot of estrogen, my friend.
I get like 5 boy dogs at that point. I'm like, screw it, time to even the plane.
Well, it seems like you know how to do stuff. I don't know what you need our help with, but we'll try. Yeah.
So the question is that we're discussing names. And this is probably going to be our last one. So we're talking about names. And, you know, would you try to put in, you know, like 2 middle names or even 3 middle names so you could, because you know it's probably going to be the last one and you're going to stick in everything you can. And what are some names that you guys have never used that you thought would be a cool name to use?
Wow. So you figure like every boy name that you can think of to honor family, since this could be the only boy. Therefore, you got to get, boy, what a little pressure on this kid. He's like, he's got to carry the all the boy people in the family with his name. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I mean, we did do a version of my dad's name for one of the middle names of my daughters. We changed it from Michael to Michaela.
All right.
So we've done some things like that, but it's kind of like, no, it's more like what names we have, less common names for first names. Like my oldest is Genevieve.
That's a classic.
Yeah, and they kind of continue down that line. So, you know, what are, like, Steve, if you could have gone back and picked a different name that you like are like, it's a little bit less heard of and you really wanted it, but your wife was like, no.
Man, I don't have an answer. I'm sorry. Like that was the first name my wife suggested was Tatum, and I loved it. So I was just like, but the reason why I loved it made me think of the Bad News Bears, even though it's like Tatum O'Neill.
Yeah, so Ryan's daughter. Yeah,
yeah. So that was like, I was like, that sounds great. I love the Bad News Bears. I mean, she could have said Coach Buttermaker, and I probably would have been like, that's a great name for this kid.
Hey, you know what? Listen, Andrew. Coach Buttermaker is up for grabs. That was Steve's first choice, but you can use that.
Or Lupus.
Lupus is a great name. Yes, it doesn't remind you of any sort of disease whatsoever. Yeah, go for it.
Anything that's from the Bad News Bears, I was in.
Yeah,
so I didn't have any, like, oh, man, I wish we would have went. It was a really easy process. Like, honestly, though, after she came up with that one, she then started sending me other ones, and those were the ones where I was like, no, that's dumb. And I don't know if it was just because I was so in love with the name Tatum that I was just like, there's not another name. Even if you give me another name as a suggestion, I'm going to shoot it down.
Yeah. Right. Well, if you're asking me, I'm a Star Trek fan, and I go with Kirk's middle name, Tiberius. There's a good name.
Ah, okay.
I mean, go with Coach Buttermaker. I think that's really the best one.
Buttermaker Tiberius. I'll take that. I'll take Tiberius as the middle.
We did have a deal that, and this is obviously, she made this deal because it would never happen. But if she got pregnant with 7 kids naturally, no medical intervention, I could go with Boba Fett for one of them.
Oh, wow. Boba Fett. Wow. So you said this is probably your last one, but if you can get Boba Fett for number 7, why wouldn't you keep trying?
I was going to say, you should probably just keep trying. Have like 17 kids. Just do it.
Oh, yeah, they'll do a TV show maybe on you, and you'll be the new whatever, the new Duggar family.
So do they each have their own bedroom, or do you have to, or are they going to have to share bedrooms?
Well, currently they got bunk beds and they share rooms, so yeah.
Okay, I was just curious. I'm always curious how that's going to be like at some point.
But will the dude get his own room? Because that's how it used to be. Like, you know, you wouldn't have 2 different genders in the same room. That's at least that's how I grew up. Like, the boys had to be in one room and the girls had to be in another.
Eventually, but I mean, that's a few years down the road where, you know,
yeah.
we have to expand anyways at some point because, you know, five girls, yeah. they're going to need more space anyways.
You're going to need at least like seven bathrooms for that.
Yeah. Well, Andrew, make sure you call us back and let us know how Buttermaker Tiberius went over with the wife.
Yeah, it's Coach Buttermaker.
Right on.
Yeah, Coach. Oh, yeah, Coach Buttermaker Tiberius, yeah. Cougar Melon Camp is probably the way you should end it.
Spock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Spock. No doubt about it. Yeah, let us know, Andrew. That's, six kids. And Steve, I had my first at 28 years old, too. And to think that I would, by 38, would have had number six on the way, I can't even imagine that. Once Sarah came into the picture at 31, I was like, I am not doing any more of this. This is it. Two is enough.
I couldn't even fathom having another, wow. To be honest, right now. Like, it's just, it's like awesome. Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining, but it's just so much. And I don't know if one more would have just, that could just make us both turn into like certifiably insane people.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I think, so she's going to be two years and 3 months in, that's when we started, okay, let's think about another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys are getting close to the 2 year mark in December, so.
And you bounce it back and forth in your head because it'd be like fun for her to have someone to play with. But then luckily, like, you know, we have family and stuff like that where that will be satisfied. And plus taking her to a place like the little gym. Like, you know, like there's things that she does to still socialize with other kids. But, man, it's funny, though, because someone just texted in and said, Migs, that video of Tatum running to the bed is the best thing I've ever seen.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, it's on all my social media pages, Twitter, at I'm Steve Migs, Instagram. So when we put her to bed, you know, we leave and she's in bed, eyes closed. But at some point, she opens up her eyes and sneaks out of bed and goes into her closet to, like, play with her shoes or whatever. So whenever mom goes up there to be like, go to bed, the minute she hears the doorknob, she freaks out and bolts it back to the bed thinking she could hurry and get back to bed before mom will catch her. So I forgot that we had, like, one of those outlet things, like the video thing. So I just pulled it up on my phone. I'm like, oh, I'm going to catch her because it happens all the time. We hear her running. So I just screen recorded it and I put it up on my pages. And it happened twice last night. The first one, you see her running. She's got shoes in her hand. She was playing with shoes in the closet. Awesome. And so she runs right into the bed and she runs full bore, like, yes. Not even slowing down. And when she hits the bed, it's not like she slows down to jump into the bed. She just keeps running until the bed trips her into the bed. It's the funniest video ever.
I didn't realize she was out of the crib.
Yeah, she was starting to have meltdowns in the crib. So we finally had to just make that. We had to get that transition bed, like the toddler bed. It's still the same. I just keep watching it.
I'm watching the video, and she's just, she's face firsting right into that bed. That's fantastic.
So we got one of those ones that takes the mattress, and you can put the mattress that was in the crib into a bed, like a toddler bed. So that's like kind of like her in between until we get her the actual child bed.
But, I love that she knows, oh, I'm in trouble. Let me fake them out. They won't know.
Well, and if you listen to it with sound, my favorite part of the entire video is you can hear Steve's wife's mom voice come on. Get in bed. And she's like, wah!
It's so great.
And
you hear like
so
the diaper, like the sound of the, like,
yeah.
Wow. So it's already she's the fear of God's in this one. I love this.
Oh, dude, it's so, anytime she thinks she's in trouble, she bolts. Like, so it's like she's touching something that she shouldn't. She'll keep holding it and then run off thinking like we're not going to be able to catch her. Well, I can. She's faster than me already, as you can see in the video. But
that is awesome. Boy, she really seems like she's taking after you. I mean, really. I feel like that's a Steve move.
Oh, for sure. It cracks me up, man. I watched that all last night over, and finally I'm like, I got to share this. This is just so silly. It's like one of those things where I think put a smile on someone's face.
And, oh, it's hysterical to think that she's just flies into bed and goes, okay, no one will know that this is with shoes. She's got shoes in her hand. Nobody will notice anything. No. I'm fine.
Oh, I wish she did it last night, but sometimes what she'll do too is she'll make the sound of snoring. Thinking like, as if like we're really that stupid. Like she'll go, like that.
Oh my gosh,
crazy, dude.
That is so adorable. I mean, it's going to be sad when she can't get away with that kind of stuff anymore, with just that because of her adorability factor.
But, when she's 20 and still doing it, I'll still giggle.
Yeah, you probably will.
I was saying, now just imagine that times six.
Yeah.
That guy has six kids. I can't even imagine that. Oh, they're all running.
Yeah, I know. That's amazing. And
it's chaos.
And, wow. And he probably can get number seven for Boba Fett. Okay. Wow. All right. Whew. All right, here's a question that needs to be answered right now. What do Ryan Castle and Matt Damon have in common? Well, you know what I'm going to tell you.
Damon.
That's it. You know what I'm going to tell you at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Matt Damon have in common?
Matt Damon.
That's it. That's really
Matt
all.
Matt Damon.
What else would you need? Wow.
Both have sweet dreams about Ben Affleck was just texted in.
Yeah.
Well, that's, and Steve too.
Yeah, it's very true. Yes. Yeah.
I think Ben Affleck was probably the best Batman is why.
Yeah, oh, I would not disagree.
Oh, here we go. Wow. The two of you are just like to be in Troll Town, USA. Good job.
Matt Damon.
Is high praise because that's not even his best comic book character role that he's ever
okay,
had.
Don't even start.
His best being Daredevil.
Yeah, of course.
It's 5 points.
Yeah. Hey, Matt Damon just shared this info about him that's a little odd. He has a private Instagram page, and he does not want it to be public because he's not a big social media guy. Doesn't do Facebook, doesn't see the point, says his life is full, he's connected to everybody he needs to be connected with, but he does have the private Instagram account.
It's just pixelated nipples.
Matt Damon.
Wow. You know, some people went and found it.
Of course.
There's an account. I'm not going to give the name. I feel like I don't want to say his name, but it's followed by Chris Hemsworth and Pedro Pascal, so they're thinking this is legitimately Matt's account that he doesn't want people to know about. So, you know what? Go look for it, but I'm not telling you.
It's DongLover69 on Instagram.
I said I don't want to tell people. All right. Speaking of that, he's got a 12-pack, this guy. That's Ryan, of course.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
You know, the sexist to talk about crazy things that happened at work. Said years ago, I worked at a pizza place. We had a new guy start. 2 weeks later, FBI and local police came into our store and arrested him. Ooh. He was wanted for murder in California.
Oh, man. And you don't know what kind of murder. See, that would scare me. Like,
was he a serial killer or like? Just
yeah,
a,
yeah. That's, yeah. You know, Green River style. That a murderer. I don't think I ever worked with a murderer before.
Wait, we have Gary. Gotcha.
You guys. Oh, did you get me?
Yep.
Did you?
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.